The master of the Dark Queen rapped out his orders.
So be it! Every beast aboard ship! I mean everyone! All of you and whatever slaves are in the galleys! I want you all ashore, split into two groups either side of that river, pulling on the ropes! Kaibo! Frink, get the anchor rope to port and another one as thick to starboard! Now, when I say pull, I want you to put your backs into it, buckos! Hear me? Right! All
Standing waist deep in the shallow river, Grey Patch eyed the lines of crew and oar slaves either side of the banks. He raised his sword, bringing it down with a splash into the water as he yelled,
"Pull! Pull! Bend your backs and curse your mothers! Pull, I say!"
Grunting and sweating, the crew heaved on the taut ropes across their shoulders, digging their claws into the sand for purchase.
"Pull, you horrible sea scum! Pull! You couldn't drag a worm out of bed between the lot of you! Pull!"
The ropes creaked and groaned as Dark Queen began to move forward, fraction by agonising fraction. Grey Patch waded from the river and took a place at the head of the port rope.
"Ha ha! She's moving me, lazy lads! Pull! Pull as if you were pulling buckets of dark wine from a barrel! Pull!"
Dark Queen had moved twice her own considerable length when the river shallowed out drastically and she buried her nose in a sandbank. Big Fang threw down the rope, followed by many others. He waded into the river and began drinking the fresh running water. Grey Patch drew his sword in high bad temper and began bellowing hoarsely,
"Get out of here, you worthless idlers! Get back on your ropes, you frog-hearted, back-biting, jelly-clawed slackers! I'll carve the hide from your bones! I'll strangle every jack-rat of you! Oh!"
Across the open sea, just beyond the tide line, Gartail's ship, Green Fang, was bearing down on them under full sail.
"Marielle. Your name is Marielle, daughter of Joseph the Bellmaker."
The housemaid hauled her gullwhacker in from the infirmary window, where it had hung to dry. She swung it experimentally, nodding with satisfaction at the clean knotted hemp.
"I know my name, Dandin, and I know my father's name. I can remember everything now. Stand aside."
Dandin and Saxtus followed her down the stairs across Great Hall into the abbey kitchens. Marielle picked up an empty flour sack and shook it out. She started packing it with any food to pour. Saxtus nibbled his paw agitatedly.
"What are you doing, Marielle?"
The mousemaid continued filling the sack.
"Packing rations, Saxtus."
Friar Alden and his young assistant, Cocklebear, came bustling up.
"Hey there, young missy. What do you think you're up to?"
Marielle tested the weight of the sack and threw it across her shoulder.
"Borrowing some supplies, Friar. Don't worry, I'll repay them."
Friar Alder held out a restraining paw.
"Now, hold on a moment, please."
Marielle grasped Gullwhacker tightly.
"Stay out of my way, Friar, please. You've all been very kind to me at Redwall, and I would hate to harm any abbey creature, but there's something I've got to do, and no beast will stop me."
Cocklebear hopped up and down, stumbling on his apron.
"Walloping winters, Friar! Get out of the way! I've seen her use that gullywhacker thing!"
Dandin jumped between the Friar and Marielle.
"Violence is no answer, Marielle. We are creatures of peace. It's wrong to offer harm to a Redwaller."
The mousemaid shook her head.
"Don't you understand, Dandin? I don't wish to harm any creature in this abbey, but I have scores to settle with my enemies. Look, just let me go and leave me alone, will you?"
"Oh, and what do you plan to do then, Storm Gullwhacker?"
Marielle turned. Standing in front of the great oven was Mother Mellis, accompanied by the abbot, Simeon and Tarquin.
"My name's not Storm Gullwhacker. It's Marielle,"
she said defiantly. Blind Simeon tapped his way forward until he touched her sleeve.
"Then start acting like Marielle, not behaving like the old Storm Gullwhacker. We are trying to help you, child."
Marielle looked at the floor.
"I don't need any help."
"Not true, Marielle."
There was a touch of firmness in Mellis's voice as she interrupted.
"Every creature needs help. How do you suppose we live here in harmony together? By helping each other. This abbey was not built by one creature. It needed cooperation and help. Tell me, where do you think you are going with a knotted rope in a borrowed habit, carrying a sack of stolen food?"
Suddenly, Marielle felt helpless in the face of all this peaceful opposition. The sack slipped from her paw as she brushed away a threatening teardrop. Tarquin saved the situation by throwing a rangy paw about her shoulders.
Come on, old girl, chin up and never say boo to a goose, what? Tell you what we'll do. Let's tootle over to that dusty old gatehouse place and hold a council of war. Get the stew sorted from the dumplings, eh?
Abbot Bernard slipped Marielle a clean kerchief and stood in front of her as she scrubbed at her eyes.
Splendid idea, Tarquin. Good sensible talk never hurt any creature. Come on, we'll all go together. Many heads are better than one.
The gatehouse proved far too dusty and cramped, so they sat on the low steps in the shade of the west rampart. The abbot ordered lunch to be sent out to them with cold mint and rose cordial.